Hi there, it's Melvin. Just wanted to take a moment to thank the team over at Thrizer for supporting this month's podcast sessions. Thrizer is a payment platform that you have to check out if you are a private paid therapist and accepting out-of-network benefits. It basically helps clients save on therapy upfront. Thrizer can help verify a client's out-of-network benefit ahead of the first session so that they get transparency up front on what their out-of-pocket costs will be. I'll tell you more about Thrizer here in the middle of our session, but if you go to sellingthecouch.com/Thrizer, you actually and then enter the code STC upon sign up, you get your first $2,500 in fees waived. Again, that's over at sellingthecouch.com/Thrizer, and be sure to enter the promo code STC. So we'll jump right into today's podcast session. Hey there, welcome to session 58 of Selling the Couch. We got our first major snowfall of the year. I can't even believe it. It's like almost the end of January, and we really hadn't gotten much snow, so I was excited, actually really excited, just to be indoors and watching this snow. Being from Texas, I am so not used to the snow and all sorts of like different devices like snow blowers and something called snow boots, which I just recently discovered those things exist. But it's nice. I think I'm appreciating more and more the change of seasons here as I live in the Northeast. Anyway, hope you are having a great week. Today's podcast is actually a really cool topic and one that, to be honest, I would have never thought about a year ago. And that topic is how to create a membership site as a way to share your knowledge with the world, but also to create relatively passive income streams. You know, one of the nice things with a membership site is that you can charge a relatively low fee and folks that are on it, and you can charge them over and over and over again, as long as, you know, you're providing relevant content. Now, the nice thing is that it is a recurring payment thing, whereas for most of us, we think we see a client and we get paid for that. But what if that client terminates? Or, for example, what if there's like a snowstorm or something like that, and you can't see that client? Then there's the loss of income for that specific hour. My guest today is Ryan Lee. Ryan is considered the guru, the person that started the concept of the membership site in the health and wellness niche. Cool fact is that Ryan's wife is actually a psychologist, so he is very knowledgeable about what we have and the concerns that we have as clinicians in creating membership sites and things like that. But Ryan's actually just coming on to share as much as he can here in the next half hour or so about what it takes to launch your membership site. So we'll go right into how to find some potential topics. We'll figure out how you can figure out what to charge. We'll talk a little bit about some of the legal stuff that you have to consider when creating a membership site for us as clinicians. And then we'll talk about how to build buzz for your membership site, and then how to turn those folks that are really interested into buyers. The self-improvement industry, I've mentioned this before, is a $10 billion industry per year in the US. So when I hear stats like that, it tells me that there are a lot of folks that are looking for information, and a membership site is a great way to provide that information. So here's my conversation with Ryan Lee from Ryan Lee. com. Hey, Ryan, welcome to Selling the Couch.
Melvin, I am excited to be here and I am ready to sell the couch.
I'm looking forward to our conversation because this area of membership sites, I think it's not even something that most clinicians think about at all, but there's so many opportunities in this day and age.
Yeah, it's funny. I actually have quite a bit of my clients are mental health professionals and psychologists, and they're starting to come to me to say, look, we're looking to find ways to take our expertise and our ability to help people and maybe do it on a larger scale, leverage, because you know as well as I do, even if you're doing a great job in your practice, if you're a solo practitioner, there's a limit to what you can make. Even if your rates are 300 an hour, 500 an hour? Melvin, for psychologists, like with a private practice, what would be kind of the higher limit, the higher end of like a bill?
I mean, I think part of it probably depends on geographic area, but I think normally around, if they're doing private pay, probably the 150 to 200 an hour.
Okay. So even if it's 200 an hour, you're still limited by the amount of clients you can see. And you know, it's mentally draining on you to work with a client. So you can't do 8 in a row anyway. You need breaks. You need time. You need time for yourself to just kind of relax. And you can't work 24 hours a day. So there's always going to be a ceiling on what you can make, which is fine. But if you're looking to have a little bit more free time and find more ways to impact more lives as well and potentially make some nice recurring revenue, then looking to take some of that information online and distribute it, especially with a paid membership site, could be a nice option.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is true for a lot of folks. We get stuck in that, I trade time for money. I go to my 8-to-5 job, even for, you know, us as clinicians, I see clients and then I leave, right? So this idea of what's possible online is just, it's so foreign.
Right, exactly.
I was reading this article recently, and it said something like the self-improvement space just in the U.S., it's a $10 billion industry every year, which is crazy. Like when I see numbers like that, I just think there's a lot of people that really desire the services that we provide. One of the things I was just thinking about is, what are some ways to actually find potential topics or areas that you could create a membership site from?
Well, I think it always starts, and I always tell my clients this, whatever you're going to sell online, it really starts with being specific on who you serve, right? It's got to be, this is my market. And especially with psychologists, I'm just making the distinction between online and offline, right? Offline is when you're seeing someone in person, you know, on the couch. If it's offline, a lot of psychologists are generalists. They'll kind of see everyone, and you'll see the ads, you'll see the website. It'll say, hey, we treat everyone for depression and bipolar. We treat people with dealing with psychosis. They'll have 50 different things. But online, it's tough to make a membership site that is general, that is like a general mental health. So, for example, because if someone's online, what are they doing? You have to look at their behavior. They're going to Google and they're typing in something specifically, like treatment for depression, treatment for personality disorder, treatment for mood disorder. They're not going online and saying, I want general well-being, right? And that's what most people make the mistake. They're like, well, my stuff's for everybody, so I'm going to create a general site that helps everybody. So click here if you have depression. Click here if you're bipolar. Click here if you're sexual dysfunction, whatever it is. And that's just not the way it works. People want answers to specific questions. So if you are looking to do a membership site, what I suggest you do, it doesn't necessarily have to relate to your offline business or your offline specialty. It can. It's better and cleaner if it does. So if you specialize in working with people with depression, having a paid membership site for depression, it's a natural move. So I would say know who your market is, and there should be some type of, and this sounds cruel, but it's a reality, there should be some type of pain that you're helping them with. It's very tough to sell people into a membership that's just, hey, feel better, just general well-being. Very, very tough to do. I don't know many people who've done that well. So that's where you begin. And then you start looking at what's the content. Is it going to be purely a content site where, hey, I'm the psychologist and here's the information and have at it. Here's an article. Here's a video. Here's an audio. Here's a meditation. Here's some things you could do to reduce stress. And then people just are kind of on their own and self-directed and self-study. Or there's really three components to a membership site, and I call them the three C's. There's content, which I just spoke about. Then there's community, which is more of people interacting with each other. It's usually a private discussion forum. With mental health, I would say it would be a private forum because some people do private Facebook groups. There's no anonymity, so I wouldn't do it on Facebook because people might not want to talk about these things. They might not want to talk about how they were molested as a child.
Right. So even like their username and stuff, you would want to keep like really anonymous. Like,
yeah, well, they can. People have the option to make their username whatever they want in a membership site. But I would say in general, a mental health site, yeah, it would have to be some type of anonymity, or people have the option to choose their own username and make it as anonymous as they want because some people might not feel comfortable. It is going to be challenging to get people to share in an online environment. Some are very willing to, some are not. So that's the second C. And the third C is coaching. So we've got content, we've got community, we've got coaching. And that's where you, the expert, you know, the PhD, the PsyD, the MD. And by the way, the only reason I know these initials is because my wife is a psychologist. She's got her PhD. So I understand all the difference between PhD and PsyD and all this stuff. So I speak from experience. So if you are now trying to position yourself as the expert, as the authority. Maybe the site is drjones.com, and I'm the expert, and you're going to get my content, but you're going to have access to me, so you can ask me questions, and I'm there to support you, and you can get, you know, one call a week or one call a month. And then it becomes a little bit more of a coaching program where those are going to warrant higher prices, but there still is a little bit more leverage. You can actually do groups as well. So maybe once a month, you run a big coaching group, a big online group, a support group. So some people have success with just content. Some have success with just coaching. Some have success with integrating coaching with community, content with community, or all three of the above. So that's what you have to look at, your market. And then what am I going to actually deliver in this? So the more niched you are, the better. And then getting clear on your strategy, as opposed to just saying, hey, I want to do a membership site for general health, mental health, and I'm just going to give them a whole bunch of articles on different topics. Mm. Those don't work. I've seen a few psychologists try it, and they're usually bomb.
Yeah, I mean, I get this, like, that phrase, the riches are in the niches, just comes to mind for me.
Oh, 100%. Everything I've ever done, the most success I've ever had, the most success my clients have been when they niche down. And I know it's not the sexiest. It's exciting. Yeah, and this is how most people think. Well, there's 200 million people in the world that are depressed. So if I just get 2% of them, I'm going to have, you know, a million people paying $30 a month. I'm making $30 million a month. But it just doesn't work like that, because it's very hard to reach the masses. So if you could dial down to a very specific thing. Here's a little exercise I put people through, and it gives you complete clarity on where you stand in the market. And I wonder if you know the answer to what yours is going to be, Melvin. So I might put you on the hot seat for a second. I might flip the tables a little bit.
All right. Sounds good. Bring it.
If Google calls you up and says, Melvin, congratulations. We love you. You're a handsome man. We want you are now entitled to own the first search result for any search, any term in Google. So people could type in, it could be 1, 2, 3, 4 words, whatever, or one word or a couple words in a phrase. Whatever they type in, you are going to come up number one result for your market. What is that going to be?
The thing that came to mind is burnout among entrepreneurs.
So burnout among entrepreneurs. Okay. But at least you have an answer, right? Whether it's a right answer or wrong, that's another story, but you have an answer. Most people don't. And this is where I usually stump them right away, because like wellness or energy, and it's just not clear enough. Yours was very specific and very clear, which is good. So the little homework for all of you listening is, if you could do that, if you are going to do, whether it's a paid membership site or a one-time product or an 8-week system or program, then what is that term you would own in Google, and get really clear on that, because that's when you're going to stand out in the market.
Yeah, no, I like that little exercise. So you said a bunch of different things, and I wanted to break it down a little bit more. So you said,
I like to just have you drink from a fire hose.
No, it's such great content, though. And I imagine this would probably be dependent on the population you're serving. But like, how do you decide on what type of content, whether it's like videos or cheat sheets or audio or Q&A? Like, have you found like some formats do better than others?
There really is no answer, because it really, I could take the easy way out and say it does depend on your market, because it really does. Mm-hmm. Like, if you think about who your market is, if you're marketing these services to really busy, stressed out moms, do they have time to sit down and watch a 90-minute training video? Probably not. But maybe if every day, you know, they walk for 20 minutes a day, or they go on the treadmill, they go on the bike, or they're driving, they're always in the car, maybe your program's focus is a little bit more on audio. And that's a benefit. It's like, hey, we know you're busy. We know you're a busy mom. We know you're always on the go. So our lessons are delivered on convenient MP3 files that you could just listen right through your phone. And that's why I always start with your market. Everyone says, whoa, should you do Facebook ads? You have to start with who your market is, and you have to know them. You have to know them better than they know themselves. You have to see what keeps them up at night. What's their fears? What's going to help them? What's going to benefit to them? How do they want to consume the content? So you really have to know your market. Now, with that being said, in general, it's better to have the same content in different, to give them options. So what I recommend is, if you can, you offer a video. And the video is whatever the topic is. Let's say you work with athletes, and yours is all about improving sports performance through mental training and conditioning. Maybe it's a 10-minute training video on what to do before exercise, before performance, before a match, after a match, whatever it is. So you do your 10-minute training video. Then you take that video, and there's software. People could do it for, you could do it for free online. And you basically take the audio file from that, and now you've got an MP3 as well. So they've got video, they've got audio, and you can also do two other things with this. You can have someone take that audio and now do a transcription. And there's a great service called Rev.com. And what they charge is $1 a minute. So you upload your MP3 to Rev.com. If it's a 10-minute audio, they'll say, okay, that's $10, please. And they'll transcribe it and give it back to you within a day. That's sometimes faster. So you've got transcriptions. And if your video was more of a PowerPoint presentation, give them the slides and now they've got their handouts. If so, from one piece of content, you've repurposed it. You've got the video now. You've got audio and the benefit is on the go. You've got the transcriptions. So, hey, if you like to read, all you have to do is print it out and sit in your comfortable chair or your couch, take out a highlighter and read at your convenience and potentially handouts as well. So that's a great way to deliver multiple pieces of formatted content with one effort, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely makes sense because you're giving them different options and different ways to consume that content.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ryan, I was just thinking like, so for clinicians, right? Like I'm even thinking like I have a friend, he was actually on the podcast. So he's an ADHD expert. And what he's done is now he's created a podcast, he's created a membership site, and now I think he's creating like some kind of a telesummit or doing something for ADHD, like coaching around that.
Okay.
You know, the question that I had was, how do you, I guess part of it is that you could tell what the pain points of your ideal clients are by when you see them in session, but what are some other ways to figure out like how to really get to know who your ideal client is and what their pain points are?
Well, obviously, the most valuable information you're going to get is seeing them in person, right? So you have to know your market. So if you've seen them as a patient, then that's right there. If you don't have that ability and you only see, you know, maybe one patient a week that suffers from ADHD or whatever it is, then go on Facebook, talk to your friends, talk to anyone who you know is dealing with ADHD or whatever the affliction and say, let's just talk on the phone. I'm just doing some research and I'd love to just talk to you for 10 minutes and just kind of ask some questions, you know, what's the biggest challenge you have? What's the biggest struggle? So that's a way to get direct feedback. The other way is to be a little bit more of a voyeur. So going onto Google, you know, good old Google, and looking for public discussion forums, look at all the mental health sites. A lot of mental health sites will have free discussion forums and look at those questions that people keep asking over and over again. Also, a new popular form of groups are Facebook groups. So you can go into Facebook and you could type in ADHD, ADHD group, ADHD support group. I'm willing to bet, I haven't looked, I'm willing to bet there are 5, 10, maybe 20 different groups and join them. And then sit back and watch the conversations. And you could just kind of do general, okay, I see the same theme coming over and over again. You could sit down and do a spreadsheet and type in the 10 most common questions. You could hire a virtual assistant. You could hire someone on Fiverr and say, hey, go join these 10 groups. And for the next 2 weeks, you'd write in every question that comes up and put it in a spreadsheet for me. And now, I mean, talk about data.
Right. No, I love that. Just shifting a little bit and not to at all put you on the hot seat. I feel like hot seat, we're using that word a lot, but I guess one of the challenges would be some of the legal issues that would come up, right? Especially with this niche, you don't want to have this membership site and then that it be, especially with licensing and stuff like that, right?
Oh, absolutely. You have to be very careful that this is not medical advice. This is entertainment only. You know, you should always see your licensed healthcare provider before joining or before doing anything. I am certainly not an attorney, nor do I play one on TV. So contact your attorney and whoever helps deal with all your legal stuff and find out what you can and cannot say. I would say make it more of a general advice type site.
Yeah, and be very explicit when it comes to what you do and what you don't do in your
exactly.
license.
Exactly. I can't say this. I can't prescribe meds, you know, that kind of thing.
Right. Just a question in general. How do you figure out what you will charge for a membership site?
In general, this is more of a personal development type site. So the prices are usually, if it's more of just a content and you're not positioning it as, hey, you have access to the coach or to the expert, to the guru, then it's usually between $10 to like $30 a month as kind of a ballpark. As you start, as they have more access to you, that price goes up. I mean, I've seen people charge $500 to $1,000 a month for private groups. So it really runs a spectrum. The easiest thing to do is see who else is doing this in your world and in your space and who are potential competitors, and then see what they're charging and see if they're advertising. And if they're advertising, that means there's some profit there, and say, okay, well, at least this is a starting point. If I want to get more members, I could probably come in a little bit lower. If I want to position myself as the higher price, let me make it maybe 10% higher than them or 20% higher than them. So those are some kind of ballpark ways to do it.
Yeah, no, that's really good. And then just shifting a little bit, how do you actually find, just in general, I imagine this would depend on the site, but how much time on average does it take to actually create content, especially if it's a membership site where you have to have, you know, recurring content?
It depends how good you are at creating content. I mean, I will tell you this. If you're a perfectionist, don't do it, because perfectionists never last in this world, because it'll take them 3 months to put out one 10-minute video. So you can't do that. I mean, for me, for our main membership site, Freedom University, every week there's a new piece of core content. So 1 week it's an interview. It's what's called a masterclass, where I sat down with someone and it's like 45 minutes. But they're doing most of the heavy lifting because I'm interviewing them. Another one is our Freedom Labs, and these are 10-minute videos. So they take maybe 10 minutes of planning, say, okay, I have an idea. These are two or three things I'm going to talk about. Boom, let me hit the camera and go. Then we have live online workshops. Those are, again, once a month, and those are for an hour. And they're usually either me doing Q&A or having a guest expert on to do Q&A. And then the final thing is our what's called our backstage pass, where you go behind the scenes of my business, how I'm building it, my clients. And those are 10, 15 minutes of prep and another 10 minutes to record. So sometimes it could be an hour of content in a week. Sometimes it could be 20 minutes. All depends how quickly you can plan out stuff and then implement.
Yeah. And then have you found, like, I guess, certain types of content you can tend to produce them quicker, or?
Oh, yeah. Well, the easiest is interviewing experts, fellow experts. I mean, just like we're doing right now. If this was not a podcast, Melvin, and this was within a paid membership for serious psychologists who want to improve their business, how much prep did you have to do? Not much. I mean, we went back and forth a couple emails. We booked the call. I think we just did one of those automated things where you gave me a calendar. I booked it. Mm-hmm. And we talked for about 3 minutes before we started recording. And here we are. And now you're going to have, you know, 30 minutes of content that took you 30 minutes to do. So those are the easiest to create by far.
Yeah, that's very helpful. The last question that I had for you was, how do you build buzz for a membership site, but then ultimately get those people that are excited about to convert? I feel like this could be a 3-hour conversation, but
yeah, thanks. That's one little small question for you.
By the way,
how do you market and sell and do your whole entire marketing plan? Number one is you got to build a list. That's number one. So you got to have them on a list. You can't just have a website cold, no list, no emails, no relationships, and say, okay, here's my membership site. Who wants to join? And that's, believe it or not, that's what most people do. And they come to me, they say, I have no members. Well, who'd you launch it to? Well, no one. I just put it on my site. So you've got to build a list and build a relationship. And that means emailing them at least once a week, not, oh, well, I emailed my list 6 months ago, because the list goes cold. So emailing them all the time, being front and center, and then you start to tease, hey, in a couple of weeks, we have something big coming. Hey, next week, we're going to have this new membership. We're going to take beta members for the first week. So if you're interested, you know, get on the list. And I mean, that's it. You just start getting them excited. It's got to be an event. They have to feel like they're part of something special and exciting. That's really a key. And then if it works and you can get some conversions, then you could start looking at doing some paid advertising. So, okay, you know, the average person staying for 3 months, it's $30 a month. They're worth $90. Let's start looking at the numbers. Okay, we could spend $89 and still make a profit. So where can we go and get customers and get traffic? And then that's a whole different business.
Well said in 2 minutes.
I tried to just give you the big stuff.
Yeah, no, I think especially, I mean, I think the amazing thing is, like, in this online space, right, there are, whether it's building a list, right, or even doing things like podcasts and webinars, just the ability to form relationships and the ability to stay connected with potential clients is just amazing.
Yeah. Look, it's a great service what you're doing. So I think this is great to help all of these mental health professionals get out there, reach more people, help more people that need it. And I'm glad I'm doing my part and helping some really good professionals find some ways to get some more leverage with their income and impact. At the end of the day, it's about impacting more lives too. So enjoying your life and impacting more. So I'm happy to be here and thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, thank you so much, Ryan, for doing this. You're definitely one of the good guys. So
thank you. I just try to do the right thing. I mean, that's what I was always taught since I'm a kid. Just treat people well and just try to do the right thing. That's what I'm here to do. So thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, hope you enjoyed my conversation with Ryan. Man, my head is spinning with all sorts of ideas about how to utilize membership sites, something that I really have to think about. You know, I think the biggest thing that I'm taking away is that as clinicians, we have to think in terms of psychoeducational and what kind of topics and what kind of knowledge do we have that we can provide in a psychoeducational context. So, for example, one of the things that I'm really passionate is about this intersection of food and mood. And so an example of a membership site might be something like healthy eating or incorporating mindfulness into healthy eating or something like that, where maybe every month I interview some healthy eating experts or I share some of the things that I have learned as a clinician. I offer that on my membership site as a video, or maybe I even make it a webinar and it's like a monthly webinar kind of thing. And then I create a transcript for that, create some audio for that. And that way I have multiple ways of presenting that information. And then I think about ways that I can distribute that. And now part of that might be, for example, looking at Facebook groups, existing Facebook communities that cater to that specific population. So folks that might be interested in healthy eating. And maybe eventually down the line, I run some sort of targeted Facebook ad to let people know that this membership site exists. Maybe I do some sort of a pre-launch in terms of maybe I offer it at a discounted rate for some users early on so that they can get experience of it and so that you can get honest feedback into what the membership site is about and how it's functioning for them. As you can probably tell, that was a bunch of different ideas. My head is like really spinning with the potential. But I think really the cool thing, I've mentioned this story before. When I was in my group practice about 2 years ago, there was a really big snowstorm here, actually right around this time of the year. And I think we ended up getting, I want to say 18 inches, something around there of snowfall. Anyway, over the course of a couple of days, I ended up having to cancel 22 clients that I was going to see for therapy. And one of the hardest lessons that I learned was being in this model where you see clients and you get paid for that clinical hour, but not having any other income streams, I lost thousands of dollars on those last couple of days. I'll never forget that. And I think a membership site is an opportunity to create some supplemental income. It's an opportunity. And the key, I think, is to be psychoeducational. I'm definitely not an attorney. Ryan is definitely not an attorney. So I would consult with someone that's an attorney. But the key is to create something that's psychoeducational so that by you're providing this information, and because you're not providing traditional therapy, it's not something that's license contingent. Show notes to today's episode can be found at sellingthecouch.com/session and the number 58. If your head is buzzing with ideas for your membership site and you just need some feedback on things, or you want to be with others who are also thinking about creating their own membership site, head on over to the Selling the Couch Facebook community. You can find that at sellingthecouch.com/community. We are almost at 850 clinicians in the group, and there's just a wonderful group full of really positive people and full of people that will encourage you along the way. Have a great week and take good care of yourself. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Selling the Couch podcast. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit www.sellingthecouch.com.
So if you've been listening to the STC podcast for a while, or you've been listening to podcasts and you've had this thought of, Mel, I would love to launch my own podcast in order to grow my business, just wanted to encourage you to check out our free podcasting workshop, which is over at sellingthecouch.com/podcasting workshop. You can basically sign up at a day and a time that works for you. It's 90 minutes. And when I do these workshops or when I record them, I truly believe in quality teaching, so it's going to be well worth your time. We're going to go through gear recommendations and how to launch strategically and how to think about monetizing your podcast and how to line up your podcast with your existing offers and how to do it strategically and authentically and not salesy and slimy and all of those things. So again, the link is over at sellingthecouch.com/podcasting workshop.